We talked about, that 2 to 4 week adjustment time. Give kids that time as they're moving into the school year as well. So we're preparing our kids for school, but nothing as parents are going to be going to really prepare for the actual game day when we're actually going there. So because of that, make sure that you're giving your child time at each age group, the elementary school, middle school, and high school, to be able to really adjust. For my younger kids' parents, that can mean some regression. Kids can be very clingy. They can sometimes have tummy aches. Sometimes they even can have bedwetting, the younger kids. That's all normal within that 2 to 4 weeks of being able to adjust because it can be a highly stressful environment. For my middle and high school kids, there can still be some regression in being a bit more clingy or not wanting to leave the home, but there also can be more irritability, being more argumentative, are all signs of regression, and is definitely part of the typical developmental process as we're moving back into a traditional school environment. Now, if that time, that 2 to 4 week time, has happened and we're still having challenges, these are signs that we need to ask for help, parents. What that means as a parent is you need to talk to your pediatrician, your mental health provider, if there is one, the school counselor, to see what's happening and make sure that we're getting your child the resources that maybe need. Other things that we can look for is extreme irritability, social isolation, sleep disturbances, appetite disturbances, crying spells, or any other changes, parents, that you feel are outside of the normal for your kid. These are all things that you need to kind of red flag to make sure that things are progressing normally, which can be a regressive setback, but they're still moving forward. And if not, that's when you ask for help.